On this day, 1st June 1921, two specials killed. Further details of the ambush on Sunday morning of a patrol of B specials at Mullaphad, County Fermanagh, a mountainous district bordering Tyrone, Fermanagh and Monaghan, go to show that the three men were standing at Mullaphad Cross when they were fired on from behind a hedge by a body of men. Constable Coulter was struck in the head, and death was instantaneous. Constable Hall was shot in the stomach and legs, succumbing half an hour later. A third special was wounded. Hordes of police and B specials subsequently scoured the district and arrested Frank Lowry, John Morgan and Frank Murphy. The outrage was condemned in all the churches on Sunday. News of the ambush was immediately conveyed to Sir Basil Brooke, County Commandant, Ulster Special Constabulary, and to Five Mile Town Police Barracks. Sentenced to death. Sentences in the following cases were promulgated by the Military General Headquarters yesterday. William Mitchell, Constable RIC, charged with the murder of Robert Dixon and Edmund Foley and Patrick Maher, charged with the murder of Sergeant Peter Wallace, RIC, in an IRA attack on a train at Knocklong, County Limerick, in May 1919, were found guilty and sentenced to death. Prisoners shot while attempting to escape. Two civilian prisoners were shot dead yesterday afternoon at Tipperary Military Barracks. The official report states they were shot whilst attempting to escape. Meanwhile, John O'Connell, president of the Queenstown Football and Hurling Club, County Cork, was shot dead on the street. He was in the company of a postman when it is alleged O'Connell was stopped by a military officer in Mufti. Almost immediately, a shot was fired and O'Connell fell dead. Sterner measures. Now that the Irish elections are over, the government has decided to inaugurate a new and, in their own phrase, more drastic regime of repression in Ireland. The Press Association understands the government are determined to introduce sterner measures, and this may involve an extension of the martial law area. One of the steps to be taken would be the dispatch of reinforcements to the Crown Forces. The proposed measures to be introduced will be considered if the Sinn Féiners refuse to work the Government of Ireland Act in the South. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. By June 1921, the British cabinet was faced with a stark choice between even sterner repression in Ireland, involving 200,000 troops and Boer War tactics, and serious moves towards negotiations. Warned by General Macready, the Irish GOC, that military rule, known as Crown Colony Government, would totally alienate British liberal and American opinion, Lloyd George looked to the copper fastening of partition as the gateway to a peace initiative.